The Ring.
After finishing his final exams at Athens University, George spent the summer of 1929 learning English, for he would be travelling to London that autumn to continue his studies to be a doctor. He was 21. Thinking about the future, George felt both excited and uneasy. To quieten his mind, he took to getting up early and going for long walks in the hills around Athens. On one of those walks, George noticed a tiny square-cut stone on the path by his feet. Curious, he picked it up and rubbed off the dust. It was black and shiny, with a fish design cut into its surface. George didn't know then that the stone was 1,700 years old, but he was drawn to its delicate beauty. He had the stone set in a gold ring, which he put on the third finger of his left hand. The ring was George's only personal possession. He wore it day in, day out, for 40 years, on his wedding day, on the day his son was born, all through the years when he was in charge of a hospital in southern England. George even wore the ring when he was gardening, and that was how he came to lose it. Coming in to wash his hands one day, George saw with a shock that the ring was missing. Having kept it always as something to remind him of Athens, he was deeply upset to have lost it. 20 years later, when he was rubbing soil off some potatoes in the garden, the ring slid into his hand. He never took it off again. As a very old man, he used to turn the ring round and round on his finger, gazing into the past.